All right, welcome to today's subject. We're two dudes. I'm named Lane.
I'm Josh.
And welcome. So today's subject is pollen. Brought to you by Josh over here because he wants to talk about pollen.
I think it's very pressing that we talk about pollen.
Why is that?
Well, because pollen just, I mean, for lack of a better word, it sucks balls.
We're going full send.
I would say, if you have I have a black car, so all I can see is the pollen, no matter where I go. And I have to wash it like 4 times a month.
That's really hard if you actually have a vehicle.
Right.
No. You have people who don't have a car.
Well, I'm sorry, but America's not for you.
You can afford allergy medication, can't you?
Claritin. It doesn't do much.
I like Zyrtec personally. But I'm not a big guy on this.
I'm more of a NyQuil kind of guy because I don't have to worry about my problems.
You seem like a NyQuil kind of guy.
Yeah. So you don't have to worry about your
honestly,
problems.
Honestly, pollen, to me, not a big deal. You see, I can stand off against pollen. It's never affected me. I breathe fine. And I'm a lifeguard, so I'm always outside. And I kind of flexed on you guys right there. I know, I'm a lifeguard.
Wow.
Yeah, this dude's a waiter.
Yeah, that's true. So I don't know why the pollen affects me when I'm a waiter and inside, and it doesn't affect him.
You're making tips,
and he's outside, and that's kind of trash, actually.
Yeah,
it's probably because all the chlorine around your.
Are you in water?
Stupid. Me? No, no, I don't get the what do you call that? The easy way out. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
You're saying I get the easy way out?
Yeah, no, because you get to swim all day.
And I don't get to swim all day. I got to stand out in the hot sun.
You got to talk to girls and then call it a job.
I
don't get to do that, actually. I got to talk to old ladies and call it a job. So
I like old ladies.
Oh, dear.
That's my type.
Oh, dear.
I actually have to save old ladies. That's actually a funny story.
Okay.
So I'm up at the wave pool, and this old lady, probably like 70, so it's coming out in the water. You know, I'm standing there, looking around, you know, checking her out. Of course I was checking her out.
Oh, dear.
But, you know, I'm checking, looking at all these people. There's probably about 30 people in the water with me, or around me. And this lady comes out there and thinking that she can swim when the waves come on. And boy, oh boy, does she get taken under. I mean, it was like tsunami, just was bam, and smacked into her. She flipped, so I rush in and grab her, and that woman had to be the calmest woman I've ever saved, because she gets up, and I get her up on the tube. She just looks at me, and she's like, "Oh, sweetie, thank you, I went for a doozy there." And I'm sitting there, and I'm like, trying to push her up to the wall, and I finally get her up there. She finally gets up there, and oh my gosh, she was, well, for one, she was very thankful, but I think she kind of hit on me at the end, because she was, like, really touching my shoulder up there. You know, I am shirtless, but I mean, she's really grabbing on me, getting feelsies, and I wasn't all about it. I was like, I saved your life, don't make me push you back in.
Oh, wow. So, Lane, is this a true story, or?
That is actually a true story.
Oh, wow.
So most of the people I save are old people, and they're very touchy-feely.
Yeah.
I never get to save the hot lady. I'm not like Baywatch.
you don't get that lucky?
I wish. Oh, man, I wish I always like am hoping one day that one of the hot girls enters the pool and she just like
and starts drowning. That's horrible.
Like, I'm waiting for the 20-year-old to come in, doesn't know how to swim, and I'm just like, I look at her, I'm like, finally. Finally.
So can we get this straight? You are waiting for the day that somebody comes to the pool, mildly attractive, if not on the high spectrum of attractiveness,
yes,
and then almost drowns.
Hopefully, hopefully almost to death.
Just so you can jump in there and maybe grab her on the waist.
I mean, I also get to save her, and I mean, I may plug my number in there, make my Instagram account, and be like, "Hey, I saved your life. Follow me." Who knows, it may turn into something.
You know, that's true. Oh yeah, don't you have a girlfriend for 2 years now, or
that'd be a real blockade.
That would be a block.
Roadblock. Honestly, I don't know how she'd feel about it, but.
Right, but what she doesn't know can't hurt her, right? So today's
wait, she works with me.
that would be kind of detrimental to the relationship.
I don't know.
You know, you want to hear a story from me?
Yes, let's hear a story from you. This should be all super interesting.
Okay, yeah, so this one's a fake story, but I figured it at least sounds good. So one day I walked into
work. What's the point of the story?
Okay, fine, it's real, and I'll tell you at the end if it is or not. So I was walking into work one day, and so the dude who, there's a guy that always, so I'm a waiter. So I walk in, and there's also some dude always sitting there smoking outside, smoking a cigarette. And so I'm talking to the guy, and he's like, hey, whatever, give me his life story that I definitely wanted to hear.
Just like any smoker
I know. Right, because I asked him. Actually, I didn't, but they just assumed I did. So we get to talking, and I said, hey, man, you might want to quit that. Smoking, it'll kill you. And he says, make me.
Mm.
I mean, that one got fun. I pulled out this gallon of gasoline, dude. The dude went up in flames. I mean, I told him it was going to kill him, and he went ahead and said,
that was
try
a
me.
Horrible joke.
It's so funny, though. It wasn't a joke, and they're still looking for me, so.
Yeah, okay. Wow. Real good punchline there. Where'd you pull the gasoline from, huh? I just imagine you sitting there, and like, for some reason, you're walking into work with this big gallon of gasoline. Like, you're working at a pizza company. I don't know what you need it for. Like, I wonder why the dude didn't ask
the
you about
stoves.
That. Oh, that's probably what he asked you about. He's probably like, why are you carrying gasoline into a pizza place?
And I told him, it's for you. And then I dumped it on him.
Really?
Yeah.
Was this before the thing he said would probably kill him?
It was kind of in the middle of us talking. I don't really remember when it happened because it was a fake story. But if I did remember, I'd probably tell you.
Honestly, I have a much more concern someone walking into a pizza place with gasoline. For one, if I'm eating pizza there, I want to know if they're putting gasoline on the pizza.
Yeah, no, that would be a problem. But I will say this.
Honestly, your standards are kind of shit.
I will say this. Yeah, a true story about pollen, because that's what we're talking about, is I was walking into work one day. I was totally fine. I just didn't take my Claritin before. And I was walking into work. I hadn't been outside all day with the exception of getting in my car and then walking into work.
Oh,
I touched the handle on my car.
Ugh.
And I walk inside. Dude, it just like my nose just starts going ham. Yeah.
Hard, man.
And I started like, it wasn't like I sneezed on the customers, but I'd walk up to the table and give them like that sneeze face. Like, hurry up and...
Day?
What?
How are your tips?
Like, awful. Like,
yeah,
really
I
bad.
Bet.
Yeah,
I mean,
no.
I had someone coming up.
I'm gonna help you. Yeah.
Gonna,
that was pretty bad.
I believe a pretty bad tip, too.
And, like, I was like, what can I get you to drink? And, of course, it was the day, like, nobody actually knew what they wanted. They were like, I have some days where everyone's like, well, so I'll take water. Like, perfect, 25 waters.
Yeah,
can't do
it. A once a day or something that happens, my girlfriend's always like that. She never knows what she wants.
See, that's the problem. They're like, you get the same thing every time. It's like my brother, Isaac. He always knows he wants a Sprite. What does he get every time? Well, let me think about it. Oh, let me just go with a Sprite. That
you
just
never,
wasted 5
yeah,
seconds.
You never know for that one time. He's going to walk into a restaurant. He's feeling spiffy. He's like, you know what? I've been doing Sprite for years now. I forgot the taste of what Mellow Yellow tasted like.
But
and then he,
we weren't allowed to have...
He pulled the trigger.
We weren't allowed to have Mellow Yellow as kids.
You had a horrible
childhood.
That
was from the devil.
Yeah.
Dead serious. We thought it was a sin to drink Mellow Yellow. For
I want that. It's like a preacher. No, all right, kids.
Don't you dare!
He's sitting out there, big board up on like a poster. He's like a big X through Mellow
Yellow. You know
like,
what you know what the devil drinks?
Mellow
Yellow.
He's drinking Mellow Yellow. That and Coca Cola. You boys drink that. Say goodbye.
No Pepsi.
Yeah, I just like instead of like, talking about you know like the lesson of the day, like
right.
You know,
right,
good and evil, Goliath and Dave and stuff. He's
no,
talking
was...
about the big Coke companies and how bad they are for you. Like Mellow Yellow, do you see how many calories this has?
Yeah,
woo, y'all boys, that's a sin right there.
Well, that's, I mean, pretty much that was how we looked at it
right.
As kids, and then even now, someone ordered Mellow Yellow the other day, and I just thought. You sinner.
You just look at him.
Like, you know where Mellow Yellow drinkers go, right? That's what I told him. And he said, no. And I said, well, then good luck. I said, ask Judas why you're down there. And it was the dude, he don't think he got it. But
no.
I think I made my point.
You think you made your point?
I did.
I bet, you know, your company's not really, you know, thanking you for going around and...
Well, no, I'm fired, know. Actually. Yeah, no. So.
Your manager comes over, hey, man, you gotta stop telling people that getting Mellow Yellow are going to hell. I mean, it's really bad for business. We are kind of in the Bible Belt down here.
Yeah, but you know, it's just true. It's in the Bible. So, I mean,
Seventh Commandment. I mean, it's right in there.
It's the 13th.
13th, right up in there. Yeah, thou shalt not drink Mellow Yellow.
And then guns kill people and stuff like that. You know, all.
No, that's not even. That one's not even relevant anymore. It's just Mellow Yellow. Mellow Yellow is the reason for more death than guns.
Oh, well, I don't know if that's actually true. I think you might be wrong
on
that
sure?
statement.
Have you ever asked like a police report on it? They're just like, "Have this man die and just cover Mellow Yellow."
Well, I could guess it was probably Mellow Yellow. yellow. And I can also tell you where he went after he died.
He's just sitting there like in a restaurant, like two detectives, like, take a long drive, just... Another one died. His friend's like, how'd he do it this time?
How do you think?
It's like, who was Mellow Yellow? Damn, they got another one.
I don't think that's how Mellow Yellow works.
Mellow Yellow actually,
I don't think that. I don't think that's it.
We can't even charge him.
I don't think people commit suicide with Mellow
Yellow. Okay, what if like that's how waterboarding was done now? Like, would you be okay if you got waterboarded by Mellow Yellow?
I think I might actually.
Like imagine.
I think
like,
I might be okay.
Like, CIA bust in your house, and they're like your towel over your mouth, and they're just like, all right. You're like, oh man, I'm about to get waterboarded. It's going to be water, and you just start drinking Mellow Yellow. You're just like, man, where did they get this stuff?
Like, hold on, I enjoy this.
Wait, no, for you, you'd be like, no, no,
stop
this
it.
Is a sin. I'll tell you what you want. Just don't put any more Mellow Yellow in my mouth. They're just like, tell us what you want, or you're going to hell. That'd be like the biggest way to interrogate people now. You walk in, imagine detectives walking in on people. Like, there's like this man with like a Bible, and he's just like sitting in the interrogation. They just come in, drinking Mellow Yellow. The guy's just like, oh god, oh no. Smacks down the can. It's like, oh god, guys. Can I get good cop in here?
Oh, speaking of good cop, bad cop, Lane, let him know of the idea that you came up for the video.
Oh, by the way, me and Josh own a YouTube channel. It's called Like a Boss Films.
We don't own it. It's definitely mine and my brother's, but that's cool.
Well, I do videos.
Lane just helps.
So don't worry about it. I'm in it. But Like a Boss Films, go on YouTube and go subscribe to that page because you guys will love the content. Not the earlier content. Let me get you Nerf War 1.
Yeah, that was a little extreme.
A little lousy. I mean, the writing on it was poor. But so this new video idea I come up, I don't want to expose anything too detailed because it'll give it away. But it's going to involve children, cocaine, lemonade,
and detectives. Good cop, bad cop.
Good cop, bad cop. So if you want to see that, it should be out in a week or two. So go over to Like a Boss Films and subscribe to them, and you guys will get to see that. And trust me, you'll get to see me and Josh as the main protagonist and then their little brother.
Don't actually watch the video.
Yeah,
because they don't know what we look like. So
honestly, yeah, but that's okay because I look beautiful. Josh, yeah. Josh,
a little rough.
The ugly gene.
I did. We did. We split that.
He kind of drank too much Mellow Yellow when he was growing up. Honestly,
so just so you all know, the whole point of this. The today's subject is we give a subject, and the point is to see how far off topic we can manage to get in the matter of just a few minutes. Now, we've taken up 13 minutes, 13 and a half minutes so far. And what was the subject of the day? If any of you guys remember, it was pollen. And
was it?
We ended up tying it into some new video that we may or may not even make. So
we're gonna make it. It's happening. I'm directing it.
Well, I mean, the movie is also being made, and none of us are. Actually
oh, you
doing
mean
it.
The movie that's never going to come out?
Yeah, that one.
Whoa, before he describes the movie, this movie already has a written book about it that he wrote himself on Microsoft Word.
I did,
and it's actually what started out our friendship together
five years
ago.
This is true. It was a while.
This movie's been in production for 5 years, and we haven't filmed one scene. Not one. Yeah, thank you for that.
Pollen.
I'm guessing our viewers would love that sneeze. You know, they're gonna love hearing it. Now, yeah, this thing's been in production for 5 years.
Guess how much of it we've made. Let me tell you, we've made the opening scene 3 times. Guess how much of it's still in existence. 0%.
Yeah, because you guys are indecisive.
Because we have eyes because the guy edited it. That's why.
Every time he looks at it, he's like, this is trash. And I'm like, I mean, you're the one who filmed it.
It's true.
I'm just acting in it. By the way, Josh is an expiring actor.
Expiring? Oh, dear.
Oh, sorry, aspiring. My bad.
Oh, you're getting ready to kick me.
No, but yeah, he's an aspiring actor. He wishes to get famous one day. It'll never happen.
That's not true.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty positive.
All right, what are you aspiring to be now?
I'm actually going to be a pastor, which is why I don't drink Mellow Yellow.
You can't tell the people that all the times you did.
Talk about that.
Next time you're in your church, you gotta tell people, yeah, guys, I've made mistakes in my life. Let me tell you. Just get back to your childhood drinking that Mellow Yellow. Mellow Yellow's for sinners. Is that what you're gonna be? I wonder if they teach that in all.
They probably do.
Tell them where you're taking college classes for it, actually, right?
Yes, but so, if I told them where I was going to college, people might show up.
I don't think that's a problem with our viewers, because, I mean, honestly, we're going to have, like, 10 people view this. So.
Ten's a little much. 10's steep.
I don't think we're going to have fangirls after 10 viewers, let's be honest.
I don't think we're going to get to 10 viewers.
Wow.
I think me and you might be the only ones that listen to this.
Honestly, though, I'm okay with that. Good memories. But look, that's true. You're aspiring to be a preacher. But I didn't know they had college classes for preachership. Like, I didn't
preachership.
Know. Yeah, it's like the thing of being a preacher. I didn't know they had college classes. When he told me, he's like, I'm going to college be a preacher. I was like, I thought you just did that. Like, you just, like, woke up
so,
and were like,
technically, could I do that? Yeah. Would anybody hire me? No. Because the problem is, everybody is so worried about this thing called a degree. And every church doesn't really, a lot of them don't really give the Holy Spirit much, much credit. So they don't really necessarily like to prefer to listen that often. Which means that I, even if I was like good, like knew what I was talking about. Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, I do, but like, not to say that I don't, but like,
I kind of just bullcrap the whole thing.
But like, they wouldn't do that because they're like, well, do you have a degree? And you're like, well, no. And they're like, well, that's all I care about. Instead of being like, well, instead of doing what Samuel did back in the Bible and asking, God, which of these seven boys would make the best? And they chose King David, which happened to be the exact line Jesus was born from.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah. So, you're going to college to be a preacher.
Yep.
I mean, interesting.
Yep.
I'm going for the Army. I'm in Army ROTC.
He's
going
to be an Army preacher?
I'm going to be a combat preacher. I'm going to be up on the front lines spreading the word of God. Actually, I should do that. I want to see if that's an MOS. I know there's preachers.
They have chaplains.
I know they have Army chaplains. I just want to see if Army combat chaplains. So I can, like, I want to be out there in, like, one of those big bishop hats.
Oh, my gosh.
Front lines, just, like,
you have to be Catholic, though, because...
Look, I can convert. I'll do it. Right now, I'm non-denominational, so I can convert. I can go to... I still... People want me.
Whoever will give me the bishop hat.
Yeah. Look, man. Who needs followers? All right. So, switching subjects here.
Back.
Have you seen Star Wars?
Yes.
The new trailer for it.
Yes.
You have.
Who do you think it is?
Who do you think what it is?
The Emperor.
I know.
It's
so,
Palpatine,
big theory
by the way.
Big theory is that Emperor Palpatine cloned himself, had a cloning machine in the bottom of the Death Star, and cloned himself.
That is so fake.
Sent his Force ghost into the clone, and he's been commanding, he's been like
that is
puppeteering
so fake.
Supreme Leader Snoke for the New Order.
That is so fake.
It's in the comic books.
Comic books... Star Wars did not start in the comic books land. It started in George Lucas's backyard with his pool making it Dagobah. So don't even tell me that there's comic books that actually know what they're talking about.
Yeah, the comic books literally say that
it's
Luke,
so fake.
Luke, like, swims down there, you know, like, force swims. I don't know how he does it, but he has a freaking cool dive thing. And finds his, like, cloning mechanism. And he's like, he finds Emperor Palpatine being cloned. Which, I don't think is true. I definitely think Emperor Palpatine's going to be in it. I think it's going to be actually Emperor Palpatine, and he's just going to be, like, super
I just
injured.
Think it's the ghost. I don't think Emperor Palpatine's actually gone. I think it's in the Force. I think he is gone. It's just in the Force. Like, it's not there in person.
Obi-Wan Kenobi-ing Force ghost?
No, out. I think it's Darth Maul. Because I know Rebels, they pretend like it's canon. But I think they brought out something really good with that whole Crimson Dawn in the Solo movie. They brought Darth Maul back. They have to have him, otherwise it's just
have
a waste of time.
Have you not seen the final season of Rebels?
That's what I just said. I don't think Rebels... I don't think they'll count it as canon, because I don't think they should.
It's Disney.
Yeah, but Disney's trash.
But so. Disney makes the movies.
Right, but I think they should go back on themselves because they realize that Darth Maul would have the best story besides just getting killed in the desert. Hear me out. Hear me out. Here's why I think
he was killed by Obi-Wan Kenobi, the guy who cut his legs off.
Hear me out. Obi-Wan Kenobi wasn't even strong enough to fight Darth Vader in the Death Star. And Darth Vader is slow and mechanical. Hold on. And then, what's his name? Darth Maul is like moving at like a million miles per hour and never really ages. So
he's mechanical. He aged. He looked older in the Rebels, and he also was like super mechanical.
Yeah, but it was also like super fake. So
okay, first
Rebels is for kids, 5 and under.
I watched Rebels.
Yeah, that's my point,
dude. Okay, they finished that off so good. Obi-Wan and Darth Maul, the people who faced off Phantom Menace. Obi-Wan killed Darth Maul, sent him into depression. Darth Maul came back to fight Obi-Wan. They finally face off again at old ages. And Obi-Wan finally kills him. Finally gets revenge on Qui-Gon for Qui-Gon dying. I mean, he finally got that revenge back. Which, I mean, you know, Jedi aren't supposed to want revenge. And he felt bad for killing Darth Maul. Because he knew Darth Maul spent his whole life hating him. And he knew that he could just get Darth Maul on the right side. But he felt so bad for killing Darth Maul. That's why he held him in his arms. So I think...
Yeah, that was trash.
You're trash. Emperor Palpatine is going to be the bottom of this Death Star.
Emperor Palpatine is not being cloned, dude, Lane.
He doesn't have to be cloned. I think it might be like the real version of him, just dude, like super injured.
He blew up in the Death Star. The Death Star blew up because of him.
You don't know?
The Death Star blew up because of Emperor.
No, it didn't. It blew up because the Millennium Falcon flew into it and shot up the big core thing in the middle.
No.
Did you not watch...
Maybe it's been a while.
Oh my gosh. And you're the guy who bought like 3 lightsabers. Real lightsabers, by the way, which I don't have money for.
Yeah, dude. I was getting ready to drop $600 today repainting my car. Jeez. They were going to repaint the whole thing. Problem is, they totally lied. $600 was just to cover like one like section of the car. I was like, then why does it say on your website this? They're like, oh, that's not real. And I'm like, all right, my bad. So... I just decided I just want to get it painted.
I painted your rims. I'll paint your car.
With spray paint?
Like matte black spray paint?
Oh, yeah. That'd be really nice on a hot summer day.
Yeah. Just
really sticky and gross.
Ooh.
I need to get the top repainted, though. But anyway, yeah, I think Starkiller is going to be in it. No, he's not going to be in it.
Yeah,
he died like 3 times.
Clone died, and then he died like again.
Yeah, he died like 4 times.
I mean, they can't bring the character back. I think... Well, the Knights of Ren are going to be in it. We already saw that.
Knights of Ren?
Yeah. Kylo Ren's, like, intense.
Oh, that's so trash. Dude, Kylo Ren is, like... He's, like, the wimpiest baby I've ever seen in my life.
Honestly, yeah. He's so... if they would have done Darth Cadius, which was, like, the real, like, evil guy, that would have been so much better.
Dude, than
Kylo Ren.
If they would just bring... Like, if they... Cause what they did with Palpatine, where, like, suddenly, all of a sudden, he's back. They should just bring back... Darth Malak or Darth Plagueis or just something like that. Dude, go crazy.
An Old Republic movie.
It would not get a lot of views as these last ones did because the older people are the ones watching these. Mm-hmm. They're like, but they hate them because like it sucks. Yeah. It's not the new Star Wars.
The Last
trash,
Jedi, I gotta admit, I hate that movie.
It sucked.
It's not a good movie. It had no plot point, nothing.
It was the worst.
It could have been like a show. Solo
had the original 4, 5, and 6 feel. Loved it.
Oh yeah, and so was Rogue
great.
One.
Rogue One felt great.
Their Star Wars stories are better than their episodes.
Yeah, well, and it's also because Ron Howard's the one who directed Solo, as opposed to these new age like
who
literally like just because he's Indian all of a sudden got a job, or just because she's a woman got a job. It's like I get it, they can do it, but Ron Howard's been doing it longer.
Yep.
And I'm sorry that he's a white male, but he's good at it. Like, he's really good. Solo, everybody loved. Yeah,
I love, and Rogue One, too. Loved Rogue One.
I don't know why. They should have him direct this 9th movie, because it would be so much better.
J.J. Abrams, I feel like J.J. Abrams doesn't... I know he did Star Trek, which I love, you know, Star Trek 2.
Yeah.
Like, the Dark... He makes good... He has his hits. Force Awakens wasn't a bad movie, but I do think it was too much alike to A New Hope. It was way too
right.
Much,
the exact energy. Same, literally.
Were too much the same. Like Starkiller Base, I think should have been disabled, maybe not totally destroyed and blown up like the Death Star was in A New Hope. And
yeah, it was honestly the exact same movie as A New Hope. They just had a girl as the main character because of the whole PC now.
Yeah, honestly, I think like that J.J. Abrams. I think if he looked more into what the fans want, like looked more into like what should be in the movies. That'd be good. I think he's doing good with bringing Emperor Palpatine back in it because people want to see more of him. Because, you know, Emperor Palpatine didn't have very many scenes in a lot of the movies. He was very mysterious. He only had, like, one fight scene. Really, he had two, but he had the one fight scene with Yoda. And I mean, other than that, though, he doesn't have any big fight scenes. And then, like,
that's true.
So I mean, I think they want to see more of him. We also want to find out who Luke Skywalker's heir is, because we know, I'm thinking Rey. Because Rise of Skywalker.
I'm thinking Luke Skywalker didn't have any kids.
Or maybe Rise of Skywalker means Kylo Ren is rising from the dark side and becoming, a Skywalker like he's supposed to.
Well, here's what I know. Kylo Ren has been the biggest waste of time, with the exception of Rey and the Star Wars galaxy. Here's why. The first movie, he's bad. Yep. Then kind of good. Second movie, he's bad. Then turns good. Yep. Third movie, I'm going to guess, he's going to be bad and then turn good. Because apparently, they don't actually know how to do anything new in the Star Wars universe. It's just, hey, this has kind of worked, but gotten us like the worst reviews ever. But it still makes us money, so let's keep doing it.
Honestly, what I'm saying is, like, they need to... The first movie, where they made Kylo Ren... They made Kylo Ren so weak in that movie. They played him off, like, in the trailer of him being, like, this guy who's trained under Luke. This guy who is now trained under Supreme Leader Snoke. Supposed to be, like, leader of all the forces of the First Order. I mean, think about it. You would think that guy would have, like, amazing fighting...
You would think he'd be like Darth Vader.
Yeah, he'd be, like, over there just, like, one-handing, like, these people. Rey. Yeah, I get Rey has the whole staff thing, where she's been training with a staff, but... She's never turned with a lightsaber.
Yeah, and she sucked in that fight scene.
But she, like,
all of them sucked.
Woke in the Force in her and was like, I now have the ability to fight, like, Master Yoda or Shaak-Ti. I'm able to, like, beat off Kylo Ren. And I'm like, seriously? He should have kicked her butt in that scene. And, like, she should have had to retreat or whatever. And he should have been, like, all that. And then...
Oh, and think about it. In the opening scene with Kylo Ren, he starts, like, cutting down those villagers like they're nothing. Like, he doesn't care. Like, he's some bad A dude. And then all of a sudden, in the next scene, he's, like, crying and throwing his helmet at the wall and stuff. And it's like, okay, well, then you're not even the same person.
What they should have done, which is why I wanted a Star Wars character like this since Episode 1. Darth Maul, Episode 1, didn't have barely any lines, except for maybe one. Had Ray Park, who's an amazing, amazing martial artist. No lines. Just did a whole bunch of backflips, beat that was against two Jedi, killed Master Qui-Gon, one of the best Jedis there is.
And then didn't die after getting cut in half.
And he looked awesome. He had the red and black face with the horns. That was the coolest character you could have thought of. And then, like...
They did the same thing again with General Grievous.
Yeah.
Why they can't do it now, though, is beyond
me. Honestly, like, with... Darth Maul, they ruined him in the cartoons with him talking so much and him making him look insane. I think they should have just made him quiet.
Right, same with Clone Wars. Yeah. He was talking so much.
He looked like he was a lunatic, and when he always cried when he lost things or was like really scared when...
He's not a talker, by the way, Disney.
Yeah, he should honestly have been quiet. He should have been quiet, and that would have made him seem so much more ominous, mysterious. You would have been like, who is this guy? You could learn from his backstory of, his planet, and, I mean, all this stuff coming in. Just, that's why Savage Opress became one of my new favorite characters. Because Savage didn't have any lines, and he was just a big brute.
He was who Darth Maul should have been.
Yes, honestly. He should have. That's who... Yeah, I mean, he didn't care. He killed a person. He killed a Jedi Master by impaling her with the thorns on his head.
He did do that.
Literally just, like... I mean, that was cool. But, yeah, honestly, Kylo Ren, if they would have made him crazier, I think that would have been, like... quieter, it would have been good.
If they'd have made him like Heath Ledger did Joker, they would have had a good villain. Problem is, it's Disney, and what they wanted instead was an entirely PC movie instead of a Star Wars movie.
What they needed,
and that's what made me upset.
The Sith are evil. That's the whole thing. Sith are bad, right?
Right.
They needed Kylo Ren to be a dark, insane character who did not care about people. Like, he needed to be like, I'm coming in here, I'm gonna kill everybody. I ain't gonna care what's gonna happen. Like, I don't have this good side of me. I'm just gonna start murdering people because I'm.
And they kind of did that with that first scene where he just like struck down the leader of the village with no care. Scene, and you're like, okay, this will be good. This will be good. And the next scene, he's like, they don't like me. I want people to like. It's like, okay, I'm sorry. This is not the same dude I just watched.
And then episode 2, where he's like, after he killed Supreme Leader Snoke, he sees Luke up there, and he's like, I want you guys to fire on everything he has. Okay, another scene about Luke. I think they ruined Luke Skywalker.
They've ruined everything. They lured in Leia. She, all of a sudden, Leia's got the Force? What is this? I get it. She's a Skywalker, and because she's a woman, she now has the Force because everyone has the Force, and we don't want to be rude about just having Luke. But
like
come on.
Yeah, in the original movies, her Force was more like...
She didn't have the Force.
I feel like her Force in the original wasn't like, I have the Force and can control things. I feel like it was more like she could feel connections in the Force. Like, she... I felt like her role was more to find people with the Force. Like, she could feel them, you know? Like, connect with them at a deeper level. Was what she was like.
Yeah. And
she wasn't like Luke. Like, she wasn't the warrior. She was more the passive. She knew how to, like, use the Force for, like, good and everything like that. Use it for, like, not to fight in combat, but to, like, find other people or to discover things about herself.
However, I will say I'm proud that somebody finally did the whole, light speed through a ship deal. I've always thought, what happens if you're flying through light space and then hit a planet or something?
Yep.
And, like, if you just haven't planned around it, I mean, you're just gonna, like, you're gonna go the speed of light through that planet. However, so Star Wars, if you want to get on that and do something everybody's gonna enjoy, do a scene of Luke, Rey, and Kylo all flying light speed right through Hoth. Let me tell you, that would be a movie I would watch.
All three of them just die there? Good.
Yeah, movie over.
Okay, so...
And Darth Maul's in the back.
Honestly, what I thought should have happened in... For Luke, right? Because I was like, they've ruined Luke. Okay, Luke knew his father was Darth Vader. Knew he was like the biggest murderer in the galaxy. Still did not give up on the light side. He saw Alderaan murder. I mean, he did not give up on the light side.
Almost kill...
His grandson or whatever, or his niece or whatever, gets like...
That's so trash,
just
dude.
Just kills a couple people and burns down his temple. He's like, I give up on the Force. Can't do it no more. Sorry, throw the towel in. I'm like, no, you're like, Grandmaster Luke of the Jedi Order.
Yeah, and not even that. Like the whole scene where Luke almost kills him for like a second and then like shuts his lightsaber up. Okay, first off, you didn't give up when your father was literally sitting there dying in your lap and you said, no, you can still go to the good side. But then all of a sudden, this guy literally is not even any bad. You just see a little bit of your dad in him and you're like, I'm going to have to cut his head off.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to end it. It's like, okay, that's not Luke.
What I think
goodbye.
They should have done for Luke in that final battle, right? You know, like, on, what is it, Crait? When they're sitting there? What I thought was going to happen, instead of the Millennium Falcon flying in and blowing everything up, I thought, you know... When Luke was sitting there with Yoda, you know, and Yoda's, like, telling him all about, like, the Force and everything, about how those books need to go away and there's new teachings, I honestly thought Luke should have turned around, did what he did in Episode 5, lifted his X-Wing from the water. You know how he did that in the swamp with Yoda and X-Wing? He should have done that, hopped in his X-Wing, went to Crait, came in on his X-Wing, and just started blowing TIE fighters up on his X-Wing.
Yeah.
That would have been... I would have said this movie's amazing. Luke came in on an X-Wing, blows people up, and then he jumps down. He does the same. He does the whole thing he did on Episode 5, too, where he comes up and like blows one of the M-60s up or whatever.
Yeah.
And then him and Kylo actually fight. And then he'll do the whole... Him and Kylo may fight, and then should have done the Obi-Wan thing, where he fights Kylo, and then he's like, if you strike me down, I'll always be a part of your past or whatever. And then cuts him, and then he just disappears, and he does the whole Obi-Wan, becomes a Force ghost. But no, we couldn't get that. We got him as a Force ghost... Just dodge. We didn't even get a lightsaber
fight.
Apparently
that's a thing now. So.
We didn't get a lightsaber fight. We literally, in that movie, we got like him against the Praetorians, Kylo and Ren.
Which, Rey. By the way, guys, if you've ever looked at how the Praetorians are fighting, two of them are fighting each other, and one of their knives just disappears in the middle.
Yeah, I saw that scene. If you watch
that's
the
hilarious.
Movie, the guy has like a knife. He has one knife on Rey's throat, and the other one is just free. He can just start stabbing her. Just like over
but
and
then
over.
They but make then it they, disappear.
VFX, out of nowhere, boop, knife gone. Like, they're like, well, they're watching. They're like, huh? Yeah, she could have died.
Yeah, he could have killed her.
I just want to see like the VFX guys. They're like looking at them, like, huh? Well, someone forgot to forget their knife here, guys. We may want to go redo this fight scene. And I just imagine what's her face, who's directing. She's like, nah, just get rid of it. Just delete it. They won't notice in the movie. And then we're sitting there. We're like, hello?
I'm sorry, who let her direct?
Yeah.
That was the problem with number 8. First off, she doesn't know what she's doing.
Yeah.
Second off, I get it, Hollywood, but please quit it with the PC movies.
Oh, my God.
And third, it's Star Wars. It's not Welcome to the International Galactic PC movies.
The Praetorians were like the highest elite trained people.
No, Lane, because their knives disappear and they fight each other.
I want to know if that was like a real thing. Like if like the guy's just sitting there, the Praetorian, he's like... Gets his knife, he's like, oh, I got her now. And he's like, his hand, he's like, where'd my knife go?
Hold on.
Oh, wait a second.
But they can blame it on the Force.
I had two knives. Where did my other one? Who stole it? He's like, looking at the other Praetorians as they're fighting. God, one of you guys? Where is it? And then, like, I just didn't understand the whole scene. Because, like, one of them just trips and falls into the freaking, like, vac and gets, like, shredded. And I'm like...
He does. Nobody even touches him.
just like he fumbles around. He's like, oh no, and falls in. I'm just like, are you kidding me? These guys are supposed to be the most elite trained bodyguard
in the galaxy. Well, let's be honest. Snoke was in both movies for all of what, maybe 5 minutes. I think it's cut in half. Yeah, it wasn't even the same presence as, which is the reason, by the way, they're bringing what's his name back, Emperor Palpatine.
Yeah.
Because Snoke had such an awful, like, nobody even cared because they killed him off so fast. Because once again, they got these trash directors. Yeah. They killed him off so fast. Nobody, they're like, wait a second. He literally didn't even matter. The whole point of him being there, there was no point. So let's just throw back somebody they know.
It was honestly like a big, like, it was like a giant, like, everyone was wondering who he was, and I was hoping to get more backstory on him. Like, was he Darth Plagueis? Was he someone else? And honestly, that lightsaber scene where he just cuts him in half, I thought Snoke was just going to, like, grab the lightsaber and just, like...
I mean, dude, that got me. Because he's supposed to be some supreme overlord thing, and he doesn't sense that in the Force. What in the world kind of supreme overlord does not see, does not hear, does not even feel?
Is that blind to Kylo? I honestly wanted to see a fight scene between him and Kylo. That would have been cool. Like, he like throws Rey against the wall, Rey gets knocked out, and him and Kylo just have a big fight scene for supremely. Like, if he would have died that way, with a big fight scene of him fighting around, like, the Praetorians surrounding him, that would have been cool. I'd have been like, all right, Supreme Leader Snoke died, but at least they killed him off in a cool way. But instead, he just gets zapped in half.
Like, I don't even know what kind of powers or what kind of things that Snoke had. I don't know if he was good at fighting.
Yep.
I don't know if he was just good at sitting in the chair. I don't know what he was good at.
Also, one thing I wanted to know, going kind of back to the whole starship, the big ship thing over the light speed into it, I feel like, I don't know why, I feel like that shouldn't have been a thing. Because honestly, like, if you think about it, they put that in there. If that's a thing, then why don't people... Like, in the Empire, why didn't Rebels just steal ships and start putting them in light speed right into Star Destroyers?
Because they'd die themselves.
No, why don't they just be like, all right, let's rig this bad boy to go to light speed when the Star Destroyer comes in, go to the escape pod, escape out of it, and then just shoot right through it and blow up that Star Destroyer. I feel like the whole thing of, like, them having shields around the Star Destroyers is for if, like, something like that happened, it hit the shield and just incinerate on the shield.
Yeah, I will say this. Even a rock... going at light speed could probably take down a Star Destroyer just because it's going so fast.
That's why they have the shields.
So literally, if they could just, like, you know how they were always like in the movies, they were like, oh, Star Destroyer's incoming from light speed, and they just kind of let it happen.
Yeah.
What if they were to just park a ship right there and then go over here? The Star Destroyer light speeds through its own ship and just blows itself up.
Honestly, I mean, that's why the light speed thing's so finicky for me. I feel like they should.
Yeah.
I feel like what they should have is just kept it like it was, not add anything to it, because then it adds all these like things to like why did they do this in the past? Why
are
they
Then way to go! I just want to applaud Disney for literally changing every single planet's name because we didn't want to worry about buying the rights to the rest of the planets. Mm-hmm. I mean, good lord, Tatooine? No, Jakku. What? How about Hoth? Oh no, we'll call it Krayt and give it a red underbrush.
I want to like throw what in the world? This out of the thing. Why are they keep going to desert planets?
And then calling them all something different.
Stop with the desert planets. Go to somewhere else. Scarif?
How about some crystals?
Dude, Scarif was amazing. It was a tropical place. Beaches.
That was cool.
Guess where
that was? Oh, that's right. That wasn't in one of these new trashy directors. That's right. That was in the middle of Rogue One, one of their good side stories.
That was awesome. Also, they had another planet. That was a
Solo.
Big rocky planet.
Yes.
The big rocky planet with rain in it.
Yeah.
That was a cool setting. I liked it. Okay, next, I feel like instead of going to freaking another desert planet,
Which they will. Well, actually, that's right. They did because in the trailer, guess where they are?
A desert planet.
Go to another city. And let me guess, it's got a different name and it's probably not Tatooine.
Yeah. They should go to a city planet. They had only Coruscant, dude. They had like nothing from Coruscant.
They can't use Coruscant because they don't want to buy the names.
What happened to Coruscant?
What happened to any of them? They haven't mentioned Mustafar. They haven't mentioned Hoth. They haven't even mentioned Endor. And keep in mind, Luke and Leia both had a huge presence on Endor and they just never mentioned it because they can't say it.
Dude,
it's so dumb.
Buy the rides,
all of them, or don't buy them at all.
The original Rebel base was.
I know.
That's what I'm saying.
Honestly, dude, I am just so angry with what they've gone to this. And like, man, I mean, think about it. I honestly forgot what happened to Coruscant, and I was like, that's where the Republic is and stuff. Like, that's where all the stuff was happening in the prequels. Did the plan just go away?
Apparently. Well, here's what we're going to do.
We're gonna
end it at 40 minutes exactly.
At 40 minutes. So this is how far away we got from today's subject, which was pollen.
All right. So we just wanted to let you guys know this is the point, and hopefully you all enjoyed today's subject. We are two dudes.
Lane.
And I'm Josh.
And see you guys again next week.
We'll see you whenever we come up with a better subject. Probably or a different subject next week.
Probably Star Wars, but...
All right. See you then. Bye.